is Michael Johnson, and we're here at ISPCon 2006 on the West Coast here in Santa Clara, California, and I'm here with David Beckmeyer, who's the CEO of Phone Gnome. Welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So from what I've read, the Phone Gnome actually works with a standard telephone line to make you to give you access to VoIP services. Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's quite a bit different play than most everybody else. That's a complete standalone replacement. So what Phone Gnome does is augment an existing service, whether that's from your cable carrier, your VoIP carrier, or traditional line. It augments that with new VoIP capabilities, which come down to free calls. So you can make free on-net calls. I can communicate with other open networks. I can hook into my SIP software. And I can also leverage the internet for cheap outbound calling. And then I can also do some new things that often aren't available on my standard line for my inbound calls, like voicemail to email and some other things like that.
I guess a lot of people were under the impression that you had to have the internet access lines in order to be able to access VoIP services, but I guess the Phone Gnome takes that in a different direction.
Yeah, and the idea is it really tries to open up any existing phone service, even a lot of the VoIP ones, which really are sort of just VoIP-based, or I should say broadband internet-based versions of a normal home phone service. They're still closed. They're still just a phone service at the end of the day. So Phone Gnome basically opens those up and lets you tie those calls into anything you want. So it's very powerful, but at the same time, it's very simple to get started, at least. You don't have to be a tech wizard to go there or to get started, but you can actually take it pretty far, and it essentially opens up those services to third-party apps and hooking them into your own apps and things like that.
Okay. Let's give a solid example. Say I've got a standard telephone line at home, and I get a Phone Gnome. What can I do now that I wasn't able to do before?
Yeah. So the simple starting points are three basic things. I can make free peer-to-peer calls. So it's the old I can buy two and make free calls, or I can get somebody else using a PC-based client or something like that, and we can call each other free. And free means the real kind of free, not the kind of free on our phone plan that's so many minutes a month free, but actually just we don't pay anybody, just like email. So that's thing number one. Thing number two is I can access my preferred carriers and redirect my outbound calls over an internet service carrier. So then, and we don't do it where you have to get something from Phone Gnome. We simply let you pick from the myriad of ones out there that keep getting better, and including a bunch of people offering basically free calls on various terms and conditions. And then the third thing is activating new features for my inbound calls, like telemarketer screening, voicemail to email are some of the free ones. There's some other free ones. And then after that, there's third-party services, like we're partnered with the IOTAM service, which is a interesting call screening type service that ties in with your Outlook and your calendar and sort of an intelligent, if you will, robot, almost like trying to be your assistant, a robotic assistant, for helping you manage your calls automatically and things like that, things that generally just aren't available.
Now, the Phone Gnome is about the size. Can you describe its size? Because this could virtually fit in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, it almost does. It's some people say about the size of a couple deck of cards, something like that. It's bigger than a pack of cigarettes, certainly smaller than your average book. And you can fit it in your palm of your hand, and it overlaps a little bit. It's pretty close.
Big hands.
Yeah, big hands.
Now, looking at this, should the major telcos be scared right now?
Well, it's one of those things where we can be your friend and we can be your enemy. It depends on how it works out. And it really, all of it depends on the reaction. I mean, I think if it's not us, it's somebody else. But we are a disintermediator because essentially we open up a landline or anybody's VoIP service or anybody's, I should say, home phone service to third parties. They can now introduce their services to that customer seamlessly, right? So without your home phone service knowing, I can actually redirect my outbound calls, but plus I can activate different voicemail service from some internet provider, and the telco doesn't even know any of that happened. So from that perspective, it's sort of a threat. On the other hand, it's a fantastic way for them to get into VoIP services on a trial kind of idea basis instead of spending billions of dollars deploying building what they're doing in the IMS, if you're familiar with that. But they're in the process of going and spending a lot of money to upgrade their switches and things like that. Kind of a go spend billions of dollars, maybe they'll come. In this approach, you can literally go do market tests on new VoIP services to 100 customers at a time until you really determine what's good for customers and what's going to work as a business model. So we can be their friend, and we're happy to do that, and we hope we are.
Okay. What's the price point on the phone now?
So actually, it's a scoop because the price point has been $119, but we'll be introducing that at $99. That'll be the new retail. And we'll be doing a limited time promotional price of $59 starting in next week, so November 15th.
And if folks want to find out a little bit more about it, they're interested in exploring some VoIP possibilities without sort of buying into maybe, you know, your major cable carriers or some of the larger companies, what's the website for Phono?
It's www.phonenome.com. It's P-H-O-N-E like a phone, and then G-N-O-M-E like a garden gnome. Phonegnome.com.
Phonegnome.com.
Right.
I've been speaking today with David Beckmeyer, who's the CEO of Phonegnome. Fascinating device, and I wish you a lot of luck with it.
Well, thank you, Michael.